Short on time? We've got you covered. Welcome to the 5-Minute Torah, where you can digest big thoughts on the weekly Torah portion in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy this teaching, please share it with your family and friends.
Parshat Bechukotai, Leviticus 26:3 through 27:34, of Pharisees and Gnostics. Our portion begins, "If you walk in my statutes and observe my commandments and do them," Leviticus 26:3. It's followed by promises of blessing to Israel if they would indeed obey these instructions. This is a unique expression found only in this single instance within the Torah. According to this passage, the Torah lists out 3 separate things we are to do: walk in his statutes, observe his commandments, do them. His statutes and commandments, that is. Why does the Torah separate these things into 3 distinct actions? What does it mean to walk in Hashem's statutes and to observe his commandments and do them? Ibn Ezra, a distinguished Spanish rabbi of the early 12th century, interpreted this passage to mean that we are responsible for 3 things: to study, to teach, and to do. In other words, we should not study the scripture merely for intellectual stimulation or out of a religious obligation, but for the purpose of living it out and teaching others to do the same. Pirkei Avot records Rabbi Ishmael saying something very similar to Ibn Ezra's interpretation of this passage. "He who learns in order to teach will be enabled both to learn and to teach. But he who learns in order to practice will be enabled to learn, to teach, to observe, and to practice." That's Avot 4:11. Although studying Torah has its own intrinsic value, we should not end there. We should both share and apply what we learn. Do we have to be a good teacher to share? No. We should simply share what we know. But we should also live it out, rather than just learning and teaching. Early in the 2nd century, a heretical teaching called Gnosticism arose among the followers of Yeshua. It spread quickly because it had a strong appeal to the masses. Among the many beliefs it presented, one of them was the idea that Gnosis, the Greek word for knowledge, was the key to salvation. Unlike the Jewish emphasis on right living, Gnosticism stressed right thinking, specifically comprehension of the deeper, more mystical aspects of truth. Within Gnosticism, knowledge and belief reigned supreme, and little emphasis is placed on a practical application of the scripture. Unfortunately, Gnosticism still has persistent roots among followers of Yeshua today. For example, we have an unhealthy emphasis on belief in Yeshua rather than an emphasis on becoming a disciple of Yeshua. Our litmus test for true followers of Yeshua is their creed rather than their deed. We also have placed an unhealthy emphasis on knowledge without application. For instance, many Bible teachers are extremely adept and knowledgeable when it comes to the scriptures. Their knowledge of Hebrew and Greek may be exceptional. However, not very many have the ability to translate their insights into practical use. There is a disconnect between exegesis and application. Yeshua had no tolerance for this. He saw this as being a problem among his contemporaries and called his disciples to a higher standard. "Whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." That's Matthew 5:19-20. Yeshua taught us to not only learn the Torah's commandments, but also to teach and do them. This is how the righteousness of his disciples was to exceed that of many of the scribes and Pharisees of his day. To further emphasize his point, he later gives his list of 7 woes against the Pharisees with instructions for his disciples to obey their teachings and a warning against following their practice. He told them, "So do and observe whatever they tell you, but not the works they do. For they preach, but do not practice." Matthew 23:3. Knowing is only half the battle. Yes, knowledge is good, but knowledge without action only puffs up. If we are to truly follow our master's instructions, we must be willing to do more than know scripture and doctrine. We must live it out and teach others to do the same. We must walk the walk more than talk the talk. As disciples of Yeshua, our right actions should speak louder than our right doctrine or proper exegesis. We should live in such a manner that our righteousness extends beyond that of the scribes and Pharisees of Yeshua's day. Hazak, hazak, benit hazek. Be strong, and may we be strengthened.
Are you enjoying the 5-Minute Torah podcast? Want to share these 5 minutes of Torah with others? Please help spread the word by liking, sharing, and reviewing this podcast. You can also grab the printed version of Volume 1 or Volume 2 from Amazon. Perfect as a gift or for your Shabbat table. 5-Minute Torah. We've got you covered.